Page 124 on the bottom left. Bruce's aunt is having a surgery today, a bypass, so we'll learn for a foolish lama for her, Miriam Basara. Barashi Vayifka. Pasuk says, Yaakov Avinu reached the place Vayifka Vamakam. And Pegia means to meet up with or to encounter. Tikain Tefilas Arvis, so Rashi says on that Pasuk that Yosef was Misakain, he instituted Marv. Belokasi Vayispalel. Why doesn't it just say Vayispalel? The Torah was trying to say that he davened Marv there when it says Vayifka Bamakam. Why doesn't it just say Vayispalel Bamakam? To teach that the earth jumped to him, meaning to say Hashem shortened his journey, Kafitzas Hadera. When he reached this place, it was more that the place had jumped over to him. Vayifga. It's like all of a sudden he was there. So we learned two things. One, that he was Mesakin Tefilas Arvis, and secondly, that the Makom came to him. Ve'eno Muvan, so he says this is not understood. Ki lepirush hazeh shetikein tefilas arvis. According to this perush of Rashi, that Yaakov at this point was Mesakin Mara, ma inyan kefitzas ha'oretz lakan. What is the nature of kefitzas ha'oretz to Marv? What's the connection here? The journey was shortened and he was Misak and Marv. They're learning it out of the same words. What's the association? Ach bavadai. So he says it is certain kefi ratzon ha'adam, according to the will of a human being, yachol la'orir kedushas Hashem yisborach b'chol makom. We can awaken Hashem's kedusha in any place, wherever we are. Vezesher kasuv Rashi, and that's what Rashi writes, Nekar har ha-Moria ubalakan. Har ha-Moria, which is where he was, where he reached, at the same place where the Akedo happened, and that is the Har HaBayis, where the Beis HaMikdash would be built in the future. That mountain, Har ha-Moria, was uprooted and it was brought to Yaakov. Pirish, what does that mean? Kevin Shahoya Liakov Avinu Olav Hashalom Ratzon Gadol Lavo Lahar HaMoria. Since Yaakov had an enormous will, a tremendous will to arrive at Har HaMoria, Afki Makom Zeh Hoya Meruchak Ma'od, even though this place was very far away, Kofatz Har HaMoria Lakan, Har HaMoria jumped to him. So we have the first piece there, the concept of Kfitzas Haderech. Tzfasemis wants to say is related to Yaakov Avinu's Ratzon. He wanted it so badly, that Makom, to arrive in a place where the Beis HaMikdash would be, that Hashem brought it to him. That's the first piece. V'zehu atzmo pirish tefilas arvis. Now he wants to say, and this is conceptually similar to Marv. How's that? Ki bevadai be'ez choshech. Certainly at the time of darkness, when we daven Marv, it's night, Ein makom lehifgalu sa'or. There is no place for light when it's dark. We look outside, it's dark. It's not the zaman for light. Rak al yidei ratzon ha'adam, but it is through the will of a human being. Shalo bahadraga, in an advanced form, a will which is beyond what we're normally capable of. If we really bring out the capacity of our will, alzem is orer ha'ora shelo api derech hateva, we can then awaken a light which is also not in accordance with the normal natural scheme. If our will exceeds our natural capacities, then Hashem's response can also, of course, exceed natural capacities. Ki hakol talui baratzon ha'adam, because everything is dependent on the will of a human being. That's what he wants to say, how these things are connected. Marav is what we daven when it's dark. It's nighttime, it's dark. If we can ask for Hashem's presence, Hashem will find a way to send light into a dark place. And likewise, that was the same concept as Yaakov's Kefitzas Hadera. He wanted Har HaMoriah so badly, even though he wasn't there physically, Hashem sent it to him. That's how these two concepts are related.
Has this relate to it with Yitzchak in the field, like we spoke in Shabbos? Okay.
Going out into unpopulated place,
right. Mm-hmm.
Bringing Kedusha there. Yeah, seems like a similar idea. Yeah.
But I think Yaakov would say then, wake up. Get up in the morning and say, I didn't know God was here.
Well, apparently he knew something was there, but I think perhaps
he didn't realize
it's the extent of the gilui.
Maria had jumped all that way.
Perhaps. But there was something he did not know about that place. He knew it was a holy place, that seems to be clear to me, but maybe he didn't realize the extent of it. Perhaps. Okay. Now he wants to take this concept a little further. He made the connection there between Marav and Kfitzas Hadera, what they have to do with each other. Ukasiv shalom la'karov v'la'rachok. It's pasuk that says shalom shalom la'rachok v'la'karov, which means peace to those who are near and to those who are far. Pirish. What does this mean? She'ein dover ra yotzei me'Hashem yisborach. There is nothing bad that comes from God. Whether one is close, there's shalom, or whether one is distant, there's shalom. Even if one is distant from God, we have to know that that's also from Hashem. And there's something about that which is to our benefit. Im kein harichuk hu gam kein l'tova. It follows then that distance is also for the sake of good. If we can say shalom if you're close and shalom if you're far, that means the distance, there's something about it which is tov. What is that? Shal yidei harichuk nis'orer ba'adam. Through this gap of distance, a person awakens themselves. Ratzon emes, yoser, a truer, more authentic will to be close. As it's through distance that it's accentuated how much we would like to be close. We don't have that feeling when we're close. When we're far, there's a certain inspiration, a desire, that's born about wanting to be close up. So that distance does produce something in us that leads to Avodas Hashem as well. V'yidei zeh haratzon, and through this will, yochol l'orer gam b'makom harachok ha'oras Hashem yisborach kanal, we are able to awaken even in this distant place Hashem's light. So he wants to say that it's possible even in a distant place to bring down Hashem's light. Did I say that already? Yeah. And this is what it means. So Rashi says this comes to teach us, meaning the pasuk that we're learning, it comes to teach us that the land jumped to Yaakov Aminu. Why does it use that lashon? To teach us, to teach you, it says specifically. The Chazal. Sheyesh mizeh limud l'kol esh Yisrael. Because there's something about this which gives an insight to learn for every Jew. We shouldn't just think only Yaakov can experience this, Yaakov Avinu. We can somehow experience the same thing in a certain fashion. Sheyeda, by knowing, she'ein lecha makom shelo yuchal lahargish she'ora ha'panimius. There is no place where it is impossible for a person to feel and to perceive an inner light from Hashem. Al yidei yigia shel emes, through effort which is authentic and true. So if whichever place we find ourselves in, he says nothing bad comes from God. And it must be that there's something unique about that place that we can gain by working hard for it and for asking Hashem. And even if it's really distant from that makom, Hashem will send it. Just like Marav, Hashem will send light into the darkness. He sent Har Moriah to Yaakov Avinu. And he says, L'lamedcha, to teach every Jew that if we want something as far as our relationship to Hashem bad enough, even if we're not there, Hashem will send it to where we are. Of course, he's talking about, in this context, in Ruchnius, you know, there's that American concept of, if you want something bad enough, you just have to, you know, try it and you'll get it. But I don't know that that's true. He's talking about in spiritual terms. In Gashmias, I think that it doesn't necessarily follow. I don't believe that we can say if you want it bad enough, you'll get it. You know.
Well,
yes, Gezeira, wealth is based on a Gezeira from Shemayim. Okay. So here, that's how he ties in.
124.
He ties in then the Kfitzes Haderech to Tfilas Marav to the Avoda of every Jew, whether it's distant or whether it's close. Okay, let's take a look at another one. Mm-hmm. That was the bottom of 124, Rabbi, if you want to check it.
Okay.
On the bottom left. Okay. Let's take a look at the one right above that. Vayikach Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov awoke from his sleep. And after he had this halom, this prophetic dream, because it was a nevuah, it was not a dream of the night like we may have, it was actually a vision of nevuah. Vayira Vayomar Manora Hamakom Hazeh. He was afraid, and he said, how awesome, how nora is this place. Nichtav lishvach, this is written as a praise to Yaakov Avinu, Alav Shalom. Ki ish acher, because another person, im hoyalo chalom kazeh, if one would, another individual would have such a dream, od hoya miskoe, a person may become arrogant based on this dream, and they'd say, no, that was an amazing dream that I had, and take some kind of credit, personal credit for it. The Olav Nafal Pachad V'Yira, but with Yaakov, when he experienced this revelation, the reaction was to the contrary. It was one of awe and Yira, as he realized that he had come into contact with something of tremendous Kedusha. V'zeh Simen, this was a sign, Shehoya Ish Emes, that he was a true human being, true person. In other words, Yaakov's Mida is Emes, and his recognition of the Kedusha in this place, and his feeling of awe over it, that is related to his being an Ish Emes. The true realization of things, not one that led him to an overinflated sense of his own abilities. Va'yidei yira zu, and it was through this yira that he had, zocha lebanav, zika lebanav, he gave over as a merit to his descendants, lihiyos ze makom beis hamikdash, for this to be the place of the beis hamikdash, kidisiv beis elokim. As it's written, he says, ein zekim beis elokim, this is the house of Hashem. The Isa and the Chachamim write, Sheherahu Banui Vachar, that Hashem showed him the Beis HaMikdash in this place, built and destroyed. And so Yaakov's experience there was one where he achieved humility as a result of his revelation. And he wants to say that that's the defining characteristic of the reaction of Jewish people when they come to a holy place, to perceive the Kedusha and to be humble as a result of it, not to feel self-congratulatory as a result of it. And therefore, this is the makom of the Beis HaMikdash. When we go there to experience the closeness to Hashem, and it was a Ruach HaKodesh that was there on Yom Tov, Simchas Beis HaShoev was Ruach HaKodesh, the great things people comprehended, but it led to humility. And that was all defined by Yaakov's first contact there with this halom. There's another Pesach that Yirah Shamayim in any place where we experience it is a Pesach. It will create an opening. I think that this is a very this mimer has great relevance because in my opinion a lot of the New Age spirituality that we see is very self-centered. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the experience. There's a feeling of the highness mm-hmm. of the experience and feeling unbelievably great about the experience. And it's really quite contrary to our concept of the Makom HaMikdash. Those experiences of Kedusha, they may be great, but our response to them is humility, not arrogance. It's not a self-centered experience. And there was, I remember once we were standing with Rabbi Twersky and the Shulman, we were talking about Ruach HaKodesh. So somebody commented that how amazing it would be to have Ruach HaKodesh. So it was very, you know, very insightful in people's words. And he said, amazing? He said, if you had Ruach HaKodesh, if you saw Ruach HaKodesh, you'd want to stick your head in the ground and hide. So I think we have to think about that. You know, we're very much affected by the amazingness of spirituality. That's our time. You know, it's an amazing thing. And there's something to that. You know, we want to try and get an experience and grow from it in that way. But its product, we have to be careful. And the kiyum of the Beis HaMikdash is as yira, a great respect for that experience. Very important idea.
This is like an extension of everything's in the hands of heaven. It's like
Yerushalayim. It's Yerushalayim. Okay. It's the one on the next page, 125, where it says the Midrash. So we got three in a row here, not necessarily in order. The Midrash Tanhuma. He says from the Midrash, Ki berichas Yaakov, Yaakov Avinu's escape from his parents' house and from the fear of Esav, haya kemo golus. His escape, his running away, was like exile. Lemishaho regnefesh b'shoge, which is what one has to do if they kill somebody accidentally. You have to go into exile. Ki nechshav lo lechet. Because for Yaakov, according to his madrega, it was considered a chet, ma shenidcha Esav al yado, that Esav was cast aside as a result of him. It was ki'ilu he killed him. And Yaakov Avinu needed kapora for having Esav cast aside, and therefore his golus here was a kapora. That's really something to have to think about. And that, he says, is in the Midrash Tanhuma. You want to take a look at it.
Talk about David, if you're doing that.
Right. And actually, he's going to say that, really. He's going to say that right here. He says, Ki hoya lo lekarev gam oso. Yaakov should have been makarev Esav. So they should have tried to influence him to come close to the proper way. Im ki lanu nomar midvar sheker turchak. Even though for us, he says, the Svasemis is speaking for people like us. Now, when the Svasemis says people like us, you know, so certainly him, certainly us, right? Says for people like us, we have to adhere to the principle of midvar sheker tirchak. From anything false, keep distance. Stay away from falsehood. So it seems like the right thing that Yaakov did. You just stay away from Esav. Don't get involved with the guy. He said, for most people, that's correct. They have to stay away. Avol Yaakov ish emes, but Yaakov's midah was emes, and his midah of emes was so powerful. Haya bekocho lekarev hakol. He had in his ability to be lekarev everybody. LaHashem yisborach. Verak yihaya shafol ben eino. So therefore, why wasn't it more than just an accident? Apparently, it was a conscious decision not to include Esav. And this Svasama says he could have. He says, however, because Yaakov was small in his own eyes, he didn't think he had the ability to do it. The Nechshav the Shoge. Therefore, it's an accidental Avera. It's not an intentional one. It's because he misjudged it. He really thought he had did not have the ability to be Makarev Esav. So he could have. He's a Shoge. He killed him b'shogeg, and therefore he's chayav golus. Now last week, right, he said that Yitzchak Avinu tried to be mashpia on Esav, and it can't happen. Last week he said that only Esau's mind can be in teshuva. That's why he said his head is buried in Moras HaMaspelah, we learned last week. But the rest of his body can't follow. So he seems to say, unless we could suggest that Yitzchak didn't have the power to be Makarav Esau fully, but Yaakov did through Emes.
It's like he's saying because he was so humble, he killed him.
He misjudged his abilities, and therefore Esau was cast out.
Is it Yaakov's power of Emes? I mean, was it the quality of Emes in Yaakov, or was it, as opposed to the strength of Yitzchak's Gevura, or was
he's
Yaakov
saying Yaakov, Yish Emes?
Right. I'm just saying, is it the Mida, or is it the level of it in the person?
Well, Yaakov was the perfection of that Mida. I mean, he was one and the same as Emes.
Moshe,
he was Emes.
Moshe almost did the same thing.
With what?
Leading people. You know, he's too humble to say, you don't want me.
To take these
take people. Take the people.
And Hashem got angry at him.
Yeah. Over on any of us.
Pardon me?
It's being overrun on Eidos.
Right. That's really this is a very unusual Maimra. I've never seen this approach. Very unusual. Esav is usually taken as a foregone conclusion that he's a Rasha, that's it. Nothing you can do about it. There's so many parts of it
where they say, well, you could have done this, you could have done that.
Right.
You know, if Dina...
We see other hints to it, you're right.
And Leah. You know. Mm-hmm. Leah didn't want to, but you know, what if she'd been more into, you know, Kirov?
That's taking things pretty far to get married for the sake of Kirov.
Yeah, right.
Well, how many people have you heard say, well, I'll change him or change her after we got married?
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, but how many people do you know who think that?
Hopefully not too many.